Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Happy hump day, ICC friends.
Happy hump day. All right.
Welcome to the ICC Combos Morning Show. I know. Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos Morning Show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 10 a.m. I am your host, Zaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is Wednesday, August 26th, and my good word of the day comes from Garcelle Bouvet, a.k.a. Fancy from the Jamie Foxx Show. She said, No one is you, and that is your power. The fact that it's only one you. You are the originator. You are the creator. Oh, no, I'm not going to go into my Don King. But, yes, you are you, and that's what makes you special, and that's what your power is. So embrace yourself. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Do you. Walk your own lane, and, you know.
I'll be like everybody else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we see that so often.
Yes, so
we are in a world of that.
We do.
So, great
we
word.
We do. I'm telling you, we in a world of clones now.
Yeah, we are.
We in a world of
for
clones.
Real.
I ain't never seen so many body shapers and donkey booties and excessive
and
boobs and
snuffle lashes and, you know,
oh,
we're just doing too
much. Snuffleupagus lashes. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
So, you know,
great
it is what it is. And, so that's our good word of the day. So, which one of our celebrities are celebrating a birthday today?
We have quite a few. Let's start with our
girl,
Kiki Palmer. Kiki turns 22 today.
Wow.
Yes.
She's so young and so accomplished. I'm proud of her.
Yes, she is. Seriously, I would really say, like, in her little 22 years of life, look how much she's accomplished, if you really look at it. And she's such an awesome, such an awesome girl, such an awesome young woman. I'm calling her a girl.
Yes,
you know, we knew Kiki to the base.
Young women.
Yeah.
You know, I always
such
feel bad for child stars who try to grow up. Because it's always they always stay put in that box. You know, regardless,
they do.
Grow up, but we keep them in that box. Yeah, she little
girl.
Yeah,
we do.
Showing leg. Well,
we do. And they have to get older, and that's the thing. I even have to tell myself that. We have to tell ourselves, because even with Kiki, because, you know, a couple times, we was like, ooh, Kiki's not out me. Kiki, find out these streets. Like,
okay, because
you know,
a few times,
that,
people were like, Kiki was on her thought flow.
It did.
You got to keep it out.
Exactly, but you know, it is rough for them. But I'm like, you got to be proud of Kiki. Kiki is holding it down.
Absolutely,
so very special happy birthday to her. Evan Ross turns 27 today.
Wow,
so
Evan.
Yeah,
listen,
Evan.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because every time
Michael
I look
Jackson,
at Evan,
baby.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know that's Michael Jackson, baby.
I didn't know we were going to do it on his birthday.
You want to?
Exactly.
So I'm never keeping secrets and I'm never telling lies.
You ain't right.
Diana,
yes,
we
you
know.
Look at him. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's so funny because if you go, like, I was like kind of giggling to myself thinking about you when I was going through Instagram to create the collage, and he had so many pictures of Michael Jackson. So many pictures of Michael.
Uh-huh.
So all I heard in the back of my voice is your voice, like, that's that boy daddy. Like,
have you ever
seen
Evan Ross in a picture with his quote unquote dad or father?
Nope. And you see plenty of them of his mommy. See a whole lot of Diana. If so, you know. But yeah, happy, very special happy birthday to Evan. James Harden turns 26 today. NBA baller James Harden. Yeah.
I bet Chloe got something special for him today.
Okay. I'm sure Chloe does. It's so funny because, you know, James Harden's one of those guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a great player. But to me, he's more known, like, from the people that he dates. Then, you know, like, the NBA baller, James Harden. But, you know, shout out to him. It's so funny because a couple people were questioning his age. Because, you know, I think the beard makes him look older. Yeah, a lot of people are like, 26.
It does.
Yeah, I just think it's the beard.
Wait, 26? Hold on, I got to jump in on that one. James Harden is only 26 years old?
Sure. Yes. Yeah,
my line
robber. No, Brian.
No, then you be like, somebody line robber. My line.
Yes, he is 26 today, so very special happy birthday to him. Big Crit. You know, Big Crit. I forget what Crit stands for, but he turns 29 today. Ah, there it is.
It's Amber Bay.
Yes, he's 29 today. I don't know a whole lot about Crit. I know Crit's popular, but I've listened to a couple tracks, but, you know, he's all right. Crit's all right, though. Crit is beta. So very, very special happy birthday to Crit. And lastly, Cassie also turns 29. Cassie Ventura.
Happy birthday. Diddy's birthday.
Yeah, right? So very, very special happy birthday to Cassie. That's it, Barclay.
Wow.
You got any special birthday shout-outs over there?
I don't believe I do today. Let me just take a quick look and see. Nope, I don't have
we
any
don't like
special
to leave,
birthdays today.
Yeah, we don't want to leave anyone out.
No. So we would like to extend a very special happy birthday to all of our celebrity friends, all of our ICC friends, who we may not have been able to grab your birthday before we announced our birthdays today. So you know the routine. Happy birthday to all of y'all.
All y'all.
And you can't tell me nothing. I'm hyped because of the fact that our audience is back. They want to clap for us today. And also, thank you. Shout out to V for reminding us that today is Women's Equality Day. On this day in 1920, women were given the right to vote. So y'all need to make sure y'all go out there and exercise your right to vote because remember, there was a time when you didn't. There was a time when you didn't have the right to vote. And so, you know, definitely exercise your right to vote because somebody died or somebody got clocked upside the head for your right to vote. You know, you just got to remember those things when it's time to come around and get in those, put in your ballot. So, so what are we going to talk about today?
What are we starting with?
I got some breaking news out of Virginia that is kind of messing with my spirit. I had a couple stories that I want to talk about today that really mess with my spirit. We have breaking news out of Virginia. Apparently, a newscaster and a TV cameraman were killed live on the air. Very sad news coming straight out of Virginia. Basically, here's what we know so far.
Terrible.
We know that a Virginia TV news reporter and a cameraman died early today in a shooting during a live morning news broadcast. The gunman has not been captured. Local police said the killing took place at a pedestrian plaza in Mineta, Virginia, during a tourism news story on CBS affiliate television station WDBJ in Roanoke. It says in the video, reporter Allison Parker is seen interviewing a woman at Bridgewater Plaza at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Without warning, seven shots can be heard ringing out as Parker and the woman scream, and the reporter's body can be seen flying to the ground. The video then cuts to a stunned broadcaster back at the station. It's very sad. I saw the video.
Oh, that's horrible.
Very, very sad. You know, the video that I saw, actually, you hear the shots ring out. Of course, the news reporter and the lady both, you know, like it says, they screamed and they attempted to scram, and then you just see the cameraman drop. Well, you see the camera drop that he was holding.
Right.
Very, very sad. I'm constantly receiving updates, so I'll be updating you all throughout the show on this story as the updates come in. I do know that the police have identified the gunman's car, so the information has been placed out there about the gunman's vehicle. So you know, for our Team Ice Cream, you know, family in Virginia, you know, just be very safe this morning. And like, you always wonder, like, what's the motivation behind some just idiotic random act of violence like that, that claimed this woman, two people's lives while they were on, you know, at work, minding their own business.
Yeah,
and it's just by the grace of God that the woman being interviewed survived, you know, so it's very disturbing, and it makes you angry. Makes me very angry that things like this are still happening to innocent people. You know, if you want to lash out and you want to be upset, go somewhere and open fire on yourself, you know. And I'm not encouraging suicide, but what I'm saying is, if it's between you and some others, then just go ahead and let it be you. Because at the end of the day, in most of these cases, they go out, kill random people, and then go kill themselves at the end anyway.
Yep.
Because they're a coward.
Exactly.
It's just
horrible. Yeah, it really is. Wow.
Yeah, the cameraman was Adam Ward. So we extend our, you know, condolences to the Parker and the Ward family. Very, very sad. Very sad. So let's jump into a music break. And when I come back, I got another disturbing story that really messed up my spirit last night. And I know it was messing up my spirit because, child, I dreamed about everything from scorpions, all kind of crazy stuff I dreamed about last night. I got to find out what a scorpion means. Now, what a snake means, but I got to find out what's going on with a scorpion. But, Carla, I will tell you means off air. Just not talking to anyone who may be listening to the show. But
sure.
So let me just go ahead and kick the show off. And I guess I'll let you choose. I am extremely sleepy this morning. I've got to do better about getting my rest. So Carla, I'll let you choose what we're kicking the show off with today. While I go ahead.
Let me think. Let's run some. I say some L. Varner, Stop the Collapse. I ain't heard that in a minute. It's warming.
If you're looking for me, I'm the stupid girl with a joyless smile in a lone, sad world, walking nowhere all alone without a sense of time on a cold, dark street. On a cold, dark night, saying this will be the last time. So we'll let you keep me on the sideline. They say insanity is doing all the same thing and thinking that you're gonna get a different ending. Stop it, waiting in the storm for you.
Forever, never see you again.
Stop it, waiting in the
Hey, yo, it's your girl Diva D telling you to turn your radios up. It's time for the ICC radio show, the baddest morning show in the land. That's right, Xavier and Carla are waking you up with the hottest entertainment scoop, dopest celebrity interviews, and fresh new music. So wake up and turn up with the ICC crew.
Great choice, Carla. You can never go wrong with L. Barner's Stop the Clock, especially being as though sleepy as I am right now. I wish you trying to be if you try to throw shade. You're
trying to throw shade. Nah, nah. I don't try to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I told you all that there were a couple stories in the news that really bothered my spirit. The first was the two live television news reporter, the reporter and the cameraman, who were gunned down live on the air in Virginia early this morning. The second story comes out of Honduras. Now, Carla, I don't know if you had a chance to see this story, but this story really got under my skin and just really messed with my spirit last night. There's a young lady named Nessie Perez. She lives in Honduras, and she passed away. She was 16 years old. She was pregnant. Mm-hmm. She was 3 months pregnant, 16 years old, and she passed away unexpectedly. The family buried her, and a day after she was buried, the family thought they heard her screaming and trying to bang her way out of her coffin, screaming for help and trying to bang her way out of the coffin. So they automatically started smashing up the tomb to try to retrieve Nacy out of the coffin. They got her out. They got the tomb open. They're seeing fanning her, patting her, massaging her chest, and they rushed her to the hospital, got her to the hospital, but she was still clinically dead. But let me just read to you, because the story got under my spirit so bad. I'm probably doing a terrible job of paraphrasing and giving you this story. I need to read to you the official news report, because that's the only way y'all going to get a real good grasp on this story, because it really has me thrown. It says, shocking video showed loved ones and Nacy Perez using a small sledgehammer to break the concrete tomb holding the coffin of the 16-year-old as they scrambled to save her. As I put my hand on her grave, I could hear noises inside. I heard banging. Then I heard her voice. She was screaming for help, her husband, Rudy Gonzalez, told local TV news Premier Impacto. It says, it had already been a day since we buried her, he added. I couldn't believe it. I was ecstatic, full of hope. Perez, who was newly married and laid to rest in her wedding dress, mysteriously collapsed after waking up one night to use the bathroom in her Honduras home, according to the local reports. The unconscious teenager, who was 3 months pregnant, started foaming at the mouth, which led her religious parents to believe she was possessed. A priest tried to perform an exorcism, the report said, but Perez became lifeless and was later declared dead by doctors. Her family rushed back to the hospital after breaking the tomb, but she was still clinically dead. Now, her mom is convinced that her daughter was buried alive, and she blames the doctors for rushing to declare the 16-year-old dead. The family says that the glass portion at the top of her coffin was smashed and her fingertips were bruised. There's so many layers to this that makes it devastatingly sad, because number one, you have the you start with the fact that you lost a 16-year-old girl.
Exactly.
You lost a 16-year-old girl who was pregnant, 3 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. So you lost a 16-year-old girl and you lost her child. But I'm tripping off the fact of when she collapsed and started foaming at the mouth, that the family automatically believed she was possessed and called a priest to do an exorcism. Mm-hmm. I have questions. Yeah. I want to know what was taken to the hospital before the priest came to do this exorcism. Like, were steps missed that could have saved her life from the door?
Right. Because that's a lot of time.
That's my question.
Exactly. That's mine, too. This story is really, really unsettling. Like, it just leaves you just feeling.
Very.
Very unsettling.
It was too much time in between. Now, I'm like you, like, even with the exorcism, like, you know, what took place there? What took place before that? You know, all this time, you know, when did she go to the hospital?
Right. When, like, did a doctor come out to the house and declare her dead at the house? Was she physically taken to the hospital? Now, I know, and I know that, listen, we have to take the cultural differences into consideration, you know, the geographical location, the cultural differences. But my thing is, if, for God forbid, if anyone in my family falls out and starts foaming at the mouth, the first thing I'm not going to do is think they're possessed by the devil. I'm going to get them to a hospital.
Right.
So, you know, and I do.
Stuff and that religious belief. That's
right.
What it comes down to. Yep.
Right. So.
Because, you know, real fast, like, I went through something personally years ago. I had a neighbor who had, like, a grandma seizure, like a really bad seizure. And, you know, we had her on her side and all, making sure she didn't bang her head and everything. You know, first thing I do is I tell, you know, my friend, I'm like, call 911. Well, here, her mom was, like, furious. I mean, screamed at us because we had called 911 and had her taken to the hospital. Here, you know, their religious beliefs, you know, they don't go to the hospital. So, you know, I don't understand it, you know, but I've seen the way she cussed me out, I got, you know, like, people really,
you got
really
the message.
Had that belief. Yeah, I got the message, but I couldn't understand it. Because, you know, listen, best believe she cussed, but I argued back. You know, because my job is to care, because I see someone in need. Yeah, exactly, period. You know, so it is. At this point, it's a cultural and religious thing, but it's just, it's really sad.
It's extremely sad.
And I don't
not
feel like
only
you can
blame
the hospital.
No, because not only did you lose her the first time, then to idea of knowing that my loved one, or just the thought of knowing that my loved one suffered, or that they still could have been here. And then it was so super sad, because in the video, we have video on icecreamconvos.com. I struggle with whether or not to post it, but it was an actual news report, so I just posted it because it was an actual news report. It wasn't like it was somebody standing in the background with a camera phone, you know, gathering footage. It was an actual news report. And, you know, you could see the family still. You know, the mother was praying over her. They rubbing a Bible on her chest. You know, they massaging her chest. They're fanning her. Like, they're yanking, wiggling her arm, you know, to try to bring her to. It was a very, very sad thing to watch, to know that you were so close. And, like, there's no telling when she actually woke back up.
Right.
You know, there's no window of time, you know, and it's just devastating. And then to actually hear her and then have to fight to try to get into the tomb, you know, which is time consuming, and you're fighting against the clock. It's just a number of things. And then for them to have to go through losing her the first time, knowing that she shouldn't have been lost, and then losing her again, it's too much to bear. It's too much to bear.
Yeah, it is.
It really, really is. And
you got to pray for me, because that's rough. That's unheard of. You know, you don't hear business things. You see movies about stuff like this. You don't really, this stuff doesn't happen in real life. You know what I mean? That's where your mind state is when you hear something like this. But it's horrible. My heart really goes out to them, because that's bad.
You know, one of our ICCers, you know, last night when I posted this story on our Facebook fan page, one of our ICCers chimed in, Naya, and she said, where I'm from, I've heard of a few people buried alive. And she went on to tell me, she said, I remember a neighbor who buried her daughter. And after they buried her, the mom kept dreaming her daughter was calling her name and telling her to come get her. And she said, some people would tell her it was just the pain of her missing her daughter, that she thought she heard her talking. She said, well, night after night, the lady kept having this dream. A week later, the mom was in such agony that she had them open the casket. And what they found, the woman had scratched the inside of the casket. She had changed position.
Oh my God.
And her nails came off from scratching. And they said the cause of death was asphyxiation.
Yeah, that's horrible. I can't even talk about it. Like, that's just, it's got my stomach feeling like, that's horrible.
Unbelievable.
Mm-mm.
unbelievable. And it's just, you know, but here's the thing, you know, some people were like, oh, word. Some girl came in and was like, the only person I know that get up 2 days later is Jesus. But you have to understand that there have been times where people have gotten up in a casket.
Do your research. Once again, I'm going to go back to this. I didn't mean to cut you off because people are so quick to yell something out. Before you say something, do your research. Because there have been cases where people have been, we've seen it. It was a story, last year? I think it was like in Memphis. I don't remember where. But remember when they were in the funeral parlor and the woman got up out the casket or she started making noise? I mean, we hear it at least once a year, we hear something similar. So, you know.
All you have to do is Google buried alive.
Exactly.
Man buried alive and Sao Paulo Cemetery is rescued. You know, I'm just Googling 10 horrifying stories of people who were buried alive. That was just 2014. So, you know, man who buried dog alive. Oh, well, that's a dog. Sorry, y'all. Went too far. Man buried alive in Brazil rises from grave. That's 2013. But see, you have to keep in mind that these instances are happening with, it usually happens with cultures that don't embalm bodies because, you know, once you embalm a body, come on now, then now somebody getting up after they've been embalmed, now it's time for me to go. I'm leaving with me, Uncle Charles, everybody, we all rolling out together.
Exactly.
So, you know, a lot of these cultures don't embalm the body. They just come out, look at you, he gone, and then they get buried. And, you know, there are a lot of cases where your body will actually give off symptoms of death. You know, they didn't come up with the term fake, you know, faking your death or pretending to be dead or playing dead. That's it. They didn't come up with that term out of nowhere.
I know, that's right. Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those, it's just so, I can't even wrap my mind around it, Lord. I can't imagine.
No, I ain't trying. I can't.
Vina said, listen, when she gone, y'all got to wait a little bit, just in case she decides, you know, she's going to come on back around. And then y'all got to cremate her because she ain't getting in nobody's box. She said, you ain't put me in no dang box.
Oh, my God, that's so funny because I had a God rest her soul, used to say the same thing. You're not putting me in no box.
I know, but the way society is now, you really got to reconsider how you're going to lead this world because you hear stories about people messing with the bodies and getting freaky with the bodies and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, organs missing and stuff. Yeah, it's getting pretty ugly. Yeah, if you we live in a morbid world.
A morbid world. So, you know, I just want to send my prayers and my love to Honduras this morning because I just can't imagine. I really can't.
Not at all.
That is nuts. You hear me? Nuts.
Yes.
All right, so we got some sports scoop. I know that was like, what? You going to go from somebody being buried alive to sports scoop? Well, technically, y'all tried to bury this man career alive, but he's still popping. Mike Vick has signed a 1-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nice.
So congratulations to you, Mike.
Yes. I was shocked. I was really shocked.
Mike Vick be out here busting a move, don't he?
Yep. But you know what I always think about when I hear good stuff about Mike Vick? I don't know if everyone remembers. His last press conference before he said, I think it was like his last quote, he said he will redeem himself. You know, so every time he, because I remember everyone saying he would never even play football again. When I see these things happen for Mike Vick, I'm like, you said it, Mike, you know, to myself, because I remember that. I vividly remember that. And, like, you have to be happy for the guy. Listen, he made a mistake. Does he deserve, he didn't murder anyone? He didn't, does he deserve to his whole life to just be shut down? People try to shut Mike Vick's whole life down. Not even just his career, his whole life. I've never seen a man so, and at the end of the day, it was a mistake. You know, he did time for this mistake, mind you. You know what I'm saying? He actually did. Exactly. So, you know, I'm just happy for him. Anything that comes along his way that he's blessed with, I'm all for it. I'm team Mike Vick because I just feel like that guy's gotten a bad rap. We've seen athletes do way worse. And I'm not condoning what he did. But he did time for what he did. Then how long should we make him? How long are we going to make him pay for that mistake? You know, so that's why he's blessed. That's exactly why he keeps getting these opportunities, I think. I'm really excited
because you know what? I believe that when people don't, when people do something wrong, and if they are not sincere in turning their lives around, and if they're not sincere, is it retribution is the word? Is that the word I'm looking for? And their retribution?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're not sincere, their lives will not prosper.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You know,
and that's the truth.
Their lives won't prosper.
That is the truth.
And, you know, sometimes you see some people who do wrong, and then you're like, well, dang, he did X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, he did wrong, and now he popping. And he, oh, why he get to come up this, and why he get to come up that?
We all make mistakes, though.
Yes.
Who hasn't made a mistake?
We all make mistakes. Yep. And it's just, I believe it's just
got away with
how. Okay.
Some of us had wanted to punish. He was punished for what he did.
Okay, so you're going to be, you're going to keep it 100 this morning. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Let's see what you're doing today.
How many people slid away? How many of us right now got away with something? We all probably something where, if we even got caught up, you know what I'm saying? Like, people got to look at it deeper. I just hate how they beat up on him.
Yeah, it's very, 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 it's sad. But you know what? The good thing is, listen, when God got you, it don't matter who against
exactly.
you. And exactly. And then you can just be good with that, you know.
Yeah.
I got another update out of the Virginia shooting. Another update with the Virginia shooting. They said that they believe that the gunman was a disgruntled employee who wanted to make his move on national television.
Are you serious? So,
disgruntled employee, yes.
See, this has got to stop. I know this is these guns, but you know, it's nothing at this point we can do. Every day we hear about a senseless shooting. It's just senseless.
Yeah.
You're angry at your employer, so you take two. That's just makes me sick. It makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. Police is in pursuit of the gunman on the highway. The updates are coming in, so we'll go on with the show, but as the updates come in, I will give them to you in real time. So that's going to be our deal this morning. So so congratulations to Mike Vick. Great job. You know, look, he's back in Pennsylvania, but just not down there with y'all in Philly. So I think he's going to look good in that black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
So,
congratulations
to Mikey. Congratulations to Mikey. Some new scoop that came out in the past 24 hours. Carla, would you watch it? Amber Rose and her girl, Blac Chyna, are allegedly, reportedly in talks with MTV to get their own reality TV show. Are you going to watch the slut walk?
Should have known it was coming. Girl, you know I'm a peep. I got a peep. This is what we do.
I
got a peep because that's what we do.
For research purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to watch.
And that's the truth. Exactly.
Yeah, I got to watch for research purposes. Yes, so here's the deal. Blac Chyna and Amber Rose have reportedly landed their own reality TV show with MTV. It will focus on them being... it will focus on their careers and them being full-time moms.
Wow.
Okay.
We get that anyway. We see that on Instagram. I'm just saying.
Do we? Yeah. You know, and listen, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to be so 100 with y'all, and I don't care if y'all call me a hater, if y'all feel like, you know, ICC, all y'all do is this and other. Listen, one thing I do not play around with is motherhood. And that's one thing I do not take lightly. I will call Carla in a heartbeat and be like, this is woman in here, and she is not controlling this child. I just had to get a baby a look of that for them to sit down. That's right. So I take motherhood very, very seriously. And, you know, to me, looking in, number one, I have no doubt that these two women love their sons.
Right.
No doubt in my mind that they love their sons. It takes a real raggedy woman to give birth to a child and not love their child. I feel like they definitely love their sons.
Mm-hmm.
Motherhood, per se, I don't feel like these two are model mothers. And I know there's, you know, it's perception of how to be a mom. Listen, I just feel like this. Anytime that you are on your hands and knees and you twerking, like y'all have a play date, you bring your son together and have a play date, and you and the other mom on your hands and knees twerking for the gram, to me, that's not motherhood.
Nah.
And then also, I don't know about anyone else, but when I see videos of them interacting with their kids, It always feels and looks staged. It always come across staged to me. And that's just me. Like I said, that's my personal opinion. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm a blogger, and I do celebrity news and entertainment, and there's events going on around the city every day of the week. Where are you going to find me? At the crib with my Desi. That's where you going to find me. And, you know, I have to literally be like, okay, all right, I got to be all right with leaving this house and going and do something, you know. But the thing is, it just always comes across as staged to me. So I know it's going to be on 10 for this reality TV show.
Oh, yeah.
But
of course.
At the end of the day, like I said, I don't have any doubts whatsoever that these two women love their children. But I just, you know what I don't feel comfortable with?
What?
I don't feel comfortable with them displaying their ideals of motherhood to the masses, especially when, unfortunately, they are very influential on other women.
Yep. Clones. And they're talking about it. People trying to
the
be
clones.
Like other people. Yeah.
The clones. And so, you know, I'm just like, I don't want another. Listen, I didn't feel comfortable with Teen Moms, because I felt like Teen Mom sent the wrong message. I was a teen mom.
Right.
I didn't need to be on the TV show flexing
the
fact that I had a child as a teenager. I still don't feel comfortable with that. So
I know that's right.
It's not like I'm being hypocritical, because even as a teenager, I don't think when I was pregnant at 15, I did not deserve to be on a television show making a check off of it.
Right.
I should have been, you know, I was doing exactly what I should have been doing.
Yeah, and you just made a great point. At the end of the day, it's a visual world. This is what keeps kids and young people, grown people too, look at. And I'm not comfortable with them being example of motherhood. Come on, look who we're talking about. And I'm not even trying to play them like that. But listen, didn't Wiz, Wiz even said it. She don't even spend no time on him. You know, we'll see. I'm interested in, I'm a peep. You know, for research purposes and all, but.
Of course, you know, of course we got to watch to be able to tell y'all, like, you ain't going to believe what's going on here.
Right.
But
we should have known it was coming. We should have known something was brewing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them two, they've been seeking for it for so long.
They have. And, you know, it's just so funny. Let me just revisit Amber Rose right quick. Now, you know, a couple weeks ago, we told you about Amber Rose and the slut walk. And I got to stop calling it a thought walk. That's not good. You know, Amber Rose and this slut walk that she's planning for October, and how she wants to combat, you know, slut shaming and women being called out of their names and women being degraded and women being blamed for their sexual assaults and things of that nature. Do you know, just a couple days ago, she posted a picture of, she posted a video of Black Chyna. Black Chyna had on a dress. She had some weave and she was swinging her hair, you know, like in the commercials with the Pantene girls when they're swinging their hair back and forth. It was in slow motion. Mm-hmm. And the caption read, and I'm paraphrasing, it said, like, look at my boo, look at my bae, something, something, something. And then it had the hashtag, us hoes be winning. Now, if I call you a hoe, I'm slut-shaming you, but it's okay for you to say us hoes be winning. And then Black Chyna shared the same video and said, I might put it in mother's mouth today.
Wow.
So this what y'all doing?
Child, that's what I'm saying. They just do.
But y'all supposed to have a reality TV show showing me you all in the thrust of motherhood. Oh, okay.
Bye.
Shout out to y'all.
They're both of them. Exactly. Wow. It's going to be a mess. It's definitely going to be some bull. And they're going to be putting on.
Venus says, I will slut shame the hell out of them wolves. I can't wait. You know what I mean? I can't have it both ways. How can you say I want you all to respect me, and then in the same breath you say us hoes be winning? So it's like, what is it? So this is exactly, this is the woman that's going to lead y'all to the promised land on the slut walk. The woman that said us hoes be winning. I need y'all to think about that for a minute. Why y'all donating thousands, hundreds, and thousands of dollars? And it what cracks me up is, people came out of their pockets quicker to donate to Amber Rose's slut walk. Did y'all donate to
Mike Brown's
family?
There it is.
Did y'all donate to the Obama family?
Think about it.
Did y'all donate? Okay. But, you know, my question is, you know, did you donate to the Children's Cancer Fund? Did you donate to, you know, Autism Speaks? Did you donate? But you'll donate to a slut walk. Got that.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Boom. How Kevin Hart be like? Boom. Got it. All
right. Y'all, they won't even participate in the kids' fundraisers in school. Like, these are the same people that, listen, priority.
Like, I ain't selling no goddamn candles and candy bars. They got it.
And I get that. Exactly. Wow. Wow.
And just to be clear, anytime I am in a store and I make a transaction, if they ask me, do I want to make a donation to any type of charity whatsoever,
I always say yes.
Because I never say no, because you never know when you're going to end up on the receiving end of that charity.
That's right.
You never know.
That is so true.
Word.
Very true.
No.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just
like
put that out
there. Half the time. Just, yeah, because I see a lot of people like, no. Girl, I'll be like, wow. A dollar or two. Like, it's,
standing there with kids.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly,
it's so, one thing I will say, because, you know, I'm a proud mom. Carla is a proud mom. And I will gladly argue anybody down about where I stand as a mother. I will gladly argue anybody down. And, you know, if my motherhood is called into question, when we go into those stores, we were in Express. And I think that they asked about donating to St. Jude's. I think New York and Company. I think New York and Company works with St. Jude's. Do you know my baby reached in her purse and pulled out a dollar to give to the kids?
Wow. How awesome is
Mommy,
that?
Mommy, I got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a sweet kid. She's so different.
So that's where my motherhood stands.
Lead by example. She sees you. It starts with watching you.
I try.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, I got some bad examples now. Look, I got some bad examples. My baby. But, you know, for the most part, I'm very proud. Yeah, I'm very proud of the job that my husband and I do raising Destiny. I am absolutely proud of it. So with that being said, shout out to Amber Rose and Black China. I'll give you more details as they become available on this show for those of you who are interested. Now, I think it's awfully, awfully ironic that right after MTV gives Tyga a show on MTV2, now they're going to turn around and give his baby mama a show.
Exactly. Shout out. We see what y'all doing.
Yeah. But listen, you can't blame MTV. They're smart. They got two of these chicks. Now, mind you, despite whatever they do or how they carry themselves, these girls, their bodies are ridiculous. Even though they're filled with a lot of creative things that you'll find in a art class and at an elementary school, despite the fact that their body is filled with those different things. Now, they look good now. They look good. But
Everything
that look good ain't good. So,
right.
You know, they look good. They have huge followings. There are people who just absolutely love the ground that these two girls walk on. Why not throw them together and let them make a good coin for the network?
It is brilliant. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, shout out to them. Now, here are two fellas that I'm very proud of, and I will support them until I can't support anymore. Mr. Corey Hawkins and Mr. Jason Mitchell, the two stars of Straight Outta Compton. Now, for those of you like, okay, Corey and Jason, now who them Zobby? I'm glad you asked. Corey Hawkins portrayed Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton, and Jason Mitchell did an incredible job as Eazy-E. Now, these two gentlemen, you know, I even on our Instagram page, I said that, like, Jason, Corey, and O'Shea Jr., who has now been renamed Obey Jackson Jr., I was very excited for those gentlemen, you know, and I just feel like their careers have just got started. I know Corey has done a lot of work. If you do your homework on Corey been in the game for a minute, but now I'm glad that he's getting the recognition that he deserves. And these two fellas, Corey and Jason, will reunite in the big budget King Kong. I guess it's going to be a sequel, but it's called Kong Skull Island. So I'm very excited for those.
Awesome.
It's okay. You give them a round of applause.
Yeah.
Now,
how
here's
awesome
the deal. Corey was already signed on to do the film. After Jason did his thing and Straight Outta Compton, like right now, Jason has been listed as Variety top, I believe it's top 10 or top 5 new actors to watch.
Wow.
Like, they're waiting for Jason to do big things. They are waiting for Jason to do big things. So it's really cool. Now, Corey has already signed on. Jason is still in negotiations, but he's in the final stages of the negotiations where it's all right to go ahead and put it out there and say, yes, this is what he's going to be doing. And shout out to Jason, because last night when I posted the story on our Instagram page, I think we were one of the first, entertainment sites in the urban community to post the great news. And he was right on our Ice Cream Combos Instagram page. I like this. So, shout out to Jason for showing support to us as we support him. It's always great when we see celebrities come through the Ice Cream Combos Instagram shop. So, I'm just very excited for them. I had no plans on seeing Kong Skull Island, but now that I know that Dre and Eazy-E will be reunited on some mysterious island trying to find out the origins of King Kong, I'll be right in the theaters. And the film is slated to hit theaters, I believe it's March 10th, 2017. So you got a little bit of time. You got a lot of time. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So with that being said, I will just give you guys a friendly reminder as it gets closer to the time to go out and to support these young brothers. And I will also keep you updated on anything that they have going on in the meantime. So right now, I do know that Obey Jackson Jr. is over in Paris turning up. So, Jason is there as well. I'm not sure if Corey is there because I posted a photo.
Okay.
Yesterday, I posted a photo of Jason signing autographs. Like, they were literally passing their papers through a gate. He was signing them, passing them back through the gate. It was so cool. And,
that's so awesome.
They're tripping. They're really tripping off of it. Like, about a week ago, nobody cared.
Right.
So it's just a great thing to see for those two gentlemen. Now, let's go ahead and slide in some scandalous news. Now, you know the whole Ashley Madison hack, leak, whatever you want to call it. I had heard of Ashley Madison before just from, from tabloids.
Right.
I couldn't even tell you what the site looks like for obvious reasons, because it's a site where married people go and create a site, create an account and pay money, to create an account so they can hook up with people on the side, on the low, paid cheating, cheating for hire.
Right.
Basically, they got hacked, and a lot of the people who had accounts, their information got leaked to the public. So if you were creeping, your creep ended the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Reportedly, I think three people in Canada have committed suicide after the leak.
Crazy.
A lot of celebrity or well-known men have had to come forward and explain themselves, release statements. We had a Real Housewife, not in Atlanta, child. Now, in Atlanta, it'd have been some gunfire. But we did have a husband of a Real Housewife star. He was busted on there, and now they're saying that Snooki's husband, Gianni, I don't know why I want to call him Giovanni, but Gianni, they said that Gianni had an account. Well, basically, here's what they really said. They said that there was an email account that was linked to Gianni that was in the list of hacked users. So that's when you cue the
boom, boom,
boom, boom. Snooki was like, listen, what y'all ain't going to do is be in these streets talking about my husband had an Ashley Madison account. Now, here's the thing.
That's right.
On the outside looking in, we all want to be confident in our spouse. If someone was to call me today and to tell me that they saw JB coming out of a hotel with some chick, I'd have been like, oh, okay, well, 9 times out of 10, he was in there because she owed me some money. And it always bothers me when women are like, all men cheat. He a man, ain't he? All men cheat, all men cheat. I don't believe that just because I've been shown that by someone. You see
there
what I'm saying?
Is.
Now,
exactly.
There was a point in time in my life where I might have co-signed that. But I've been with someone who has shown me that that is not necessarily the case.
Exactly.
Now, I always told you, if I ever found out JB was cheating on me, I would be absolutely shocked. I would be shocked. Some of y'all N-word, you didn't come home last night. What be how she was over this time? I can't live like that.
Yeah,
I can't live
for
like
real.
That. And some of y'all living like that. And if you're comfortable with it, if you like it, I love it. But that is not the type of household that I have. And,
me neither.
It's just not. Now, Snooki is basically, I can I can empathize with Snooki to a certain point, because if I read on a tabloid or something, JB had an Ashley Madison account, I'm going to be like, Chaba, you must be talking about JB Smooth. Like, not JB Bryant. And that's
right.
Basically what Snooki is saying. You know, Snooki released a statement. Mm-hmm. She said, this morning when I got the call from my publicist that a story was going to be printed on my husband allegedly signing up for Ashley Madison, I laughed and said, let's not even comment and give the story any juice, because it couldn't be any further from the truth. She said, but now, seeing how it's the news of the day and everybody is wondering what I think about it, here it is. She said, Gianni is the most humble, respectful, loyal souls I know. I mean, hello, that's why I married him. He's a stand-up guy who loves his family more than anything in this world. The fact that the tabloids can deliberately make up stories and print things like Gianni Laval allegedly and may have signed up for Ashley Madison is absurd. She said, I can see if there is proof in the story to make it legitimate, but to accuse my husband of something he had no idea about, how is that legal? She said, I really didn't even want to acknowledge this absurd story, but when my family is being bashed for no reason, Mama Bear going to say what's up. She said,
right.
So no, my husband didn't sign up on that website to cheat on me. Honestly, if he wanted to go cheat, he would just go out and do it. Not sign up for a website and pay for it. Gianni is a good guy, and he doesn't need his name being tarnished, nor does our family. We did nothing wrong to deserve this. So with all of that said, I love you, babe. And even though I'm a pain in your ass, I know you would never cheat on me, especially on a lame-ass website. Bloop, bloop, hashtag.
There it is.
Shout out to little Snooki. Now, see, Snooki reminds me of Venus because she a small package, and she going to tell it like a T.I. is. Now, at the same time, Girl, I feel you, because I would write a similar statement. I would just swap out Gianni for JB and so on and so forth going forward. As far as the hashtag My Family Rocks, I would be hashtag Y'all Tried It. But with that said, I can totally relate to this. At the same time. Now I feel like a hypocrite, because I'm about to say at the same time, anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just saying, where did the email address come from, though, Carla?
Right.
Where did the email address come from?
Right. It all comes down to evidence at the end of the day. Listen, if it's not, where's the proof? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, listen, she knows her husband. So you can't be, listen, anybody that knows what's going on in their house, and I believe the same thing you believe. All men don't cheat. You have to be, it was a time, just like you, I felt the same way. But until you're shown it and you see it, you know what I'm saying? So it all depends on what your values, what type of household you're running and all that good stuff. So.
Well, just got another update. The VA shooter was a black man. God darn it, y'all.
Wow.
Another L for the black community.
So sad.
It's very sad. So they have identified the shooter. I haven't received an update, but this is coming from JB in the chat room, who is now, you know, currently keeping an eye on the news to keep us updated. So appreciate that as well. So, you know, very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say about that. Just unbelievable. So I'm pretty sure within the next 30 minutes to an hour, we'll probably have, you know, he'll be in custody or dead, one or the other. And, you know, the story will be a hot headline for how long? Till the next hot story come out?
Yep, exactly.
But,
there it is. To the next
just
story.
Very sad.
Yeah,
very,
is.
Very sad.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. So I guess on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap up today's show. Be sure to scoop your ICC5 tickets. Time is winding down. I didn't even realize it last night. I looked on the calendar. I was like, boo, we about to be in September. And once we in September, it's go time. That's the clock.
Yes.
Once we hit September, that is the clock. So, you know, shout out to all of you who are planning to attend this year. Just keep in mind that early bird tickets are on sale now. The last early bird discount ends on August 31st. How many days in this month? Is it 30 or 31 days in this month?
It's
31, Carla. Pay attention to the
calendar.
All right.
See,
you about to let,
you know,
you just about to let a whole day go into the wind. Just a whole day go into the wind. So with that being said, you know, you guys have a couple more days to go ahead and scoop your tickets at an early bird discount. Early bird discounts ends on August 31st, as I said before. We would love for you to come out. I'm diligently working to plan some good and fun and exciting things for you all to partake in at the party. And I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now comes the hassle. The hassle of finding something to wear. Lord, I was supposed to have lost weight by now, but the way these pecan girls are set up. But I'm just going to be thick this year. That's all. Yeah, so, you know, we're looking forward to that. Be sure to connect with us on all of your favorite social media accounts. We are Ice Cream Combos everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Google Plus, and Tumblr. So just connect with us, and we love to kick it with you.
Also, subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. We'd love for you to rate the show or leave a review.
Absolutely. And also, scoop the free Ice Cream Combos app. It is now available in the App Store and on Google Play. It's the easiest way for you to access your delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news. And we're kind enough to give you little alerts to let you know when new scoop has been posted. So you will always be the first person to get it and know it and be able to tell everybody else, girl, guess what? So be sure to, you know, get your Ice Cream Combos app. And, you know, once you subscribe to our podcast and when you grab our app, could you please just rate it and give us a review? We would greatly appreciate that because it helps and it goes a very long way. All right, guys, so you have a fantastical day. And we will be back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I promise I'm going to get a nap so that way I won't be all over the place like I was today. Okay? All right. ICC, Carla.
We always got.
Yes,
Lord. Have a great
day.